Hi folks, Pilgrim Chris here, and it's the 22nd of September 2012, Saturday, and it's day 22 of the Pilgrim Chris Camino, and I thought I'd record an audio boo today. I've got so much time left now that I'm actually only 3 days away from Santiago, so I could arrive there on the 25th. But I don't really want to get there until the 27th, because that's my plan today. So I'm just debating whether or not to just take it steady and put my tent up somewhere and camp out for a day or so and just enjoy the sun and the weather, or to walk on to Finisterre. But I'm sort of realised I'm not going to go and walk on. A couple of reasons. One, I want to come back and do Finisterre next year. I want to fly to Santiago and do that little short hop as a vacation, but walk as well. And I'm running out of money too, so that's a deciding factor. It's been an incredible journey so far. I've not done a lot of audio boo because it's difficult to record the boos and then upload them here. I have to use Wi-Fi, and the Wi-Fi's usually in very noisy places. I mean, I'm sat in a fairly quiet bar at the moment, and that's given me an opportunity to record this. Last night I was in a municipal albergue, and it's going to get noisy now because the coffee machine's on. I was in a municipal albergue, €5. I fancied a night in, because for a few nights I've been sleeping out. And in fact, the night before I was sleeping on a park bench, lovely place in Port Marion, which I wanted to sleep outside because the albergue there is a huge place, 120 beds, filthy, absolutely disgusting. I wouldn't want to sleep there. And the hospitalero, she was very surly. I asked for a shower and she said no. Now, normally a hospitalero would say yes, because they're volunteers, they know that these municipal albergues are for pilgrims and you can go in and have a shower. In fact, every other place I've been to has always said yes, of course you can. And sometimes you leave a little donation to say thank you. But she said no. And then she said, well, if I want to, it would cost €5, which is the price of a bed for the night there. So anyway, to cut a long story short, I had a shower anyway. I just waited till her back was turned, went in, had a shower and came out. So, you know, and I didn't leave a tip or a donation that time because, well, I don't think it was deserved. I do think some of these people who are donating their time, if they're going to donate their time, they should do it with a smile or find something else to do. Because every pilgrim was complaining there and it was quite upsetting for a lot of them to find that the showers were dirty, etc. So anyway, I slept out on a park and I just put my sleeping bag inside my bivy bag. I didn't need to put the tent up. And I slept on a bench, and at 12 o'clock at night I was lying there on my sleeping bag. It was so warm that I just had my boxers on, lying on top of the bag. And when I was rudely awoken by a sprinkler system in the park that I hadn't seen at night because it was dark, and they have a sprinkler system to keep some of the grass quite green, and this came on and woke me up because I got showered. Wasn't too bad. I climbed in my sleeping bag, and I have a bivy bag around it to keep the sleeping bag dry, but it came on again twice more in the night. So although I was able to sleep through it, I did wake up with a slightly damp bag. So I'd managed to dry it out yesterday, so that was okay. And bed bugs. There are bed bugs everywhere on this Camino. It seems that nearly every albergue has bed bugs. People are getting bitten. In the early part of the Camino, it was all talking about sore feet and the aching muscles. And now the talk is generally about bed bugs. I've been bitten a couple of times, and I've had to really give my sleeping bag a good beating out to make sure there's none in there. I don't want to carry them with me. Get a good fumigation when I get home, I think. So many people along the way of all sorts of nationalities. I've just been talking to a group of South Korean people, a couple of youngsters with all their mobile technology, and group of 50 of them walking, and they've been walking from St John, and incredible that they were able to speak some English, and we were just been making ourselves understood, and that was a great, great time. I've been walking with two German girls and a Arab American. He was a great guy, and the girls were great. I mean, the youngest of the girls, she was 18. She celebrates her birthday in a few days, so she's all excited by that. And you know, an 18-year-old, she came on her own. But she met up quite early on with another German girl who's 23, and they've been walking for nearly 4 weeks together. So they've made a good friendship and a good connection. And the 23-year-old German girl fell in love on the Camino. So he had to go home for some reason, and they kept in touch, and he's going to move from the United States, I think, to Germany. And so that's all very good. Love on the Camino. And then I was walking with a North Korean guy. That was a very special time because he spoke a little English, and they learnt so much about North Korea and South Korea from him. It was very enlightening. And one of the things I've learned on this Camino is that people are doing it for so many different reasons, and not everybody really talks about it. I think part of it is they come with expectations and they change as they walk. This is certainly the case for me. I had certain ideas when I came here, but I can't even remember what they were. And all I know is that I'm learning along the way, and I'm sure that the lessons of the Camino will be learnt much later. So now I'm just taking it steady. I'm going to walk on, see where I end up. Like I said, I'm going to try and take it a little slower. It's difficult because I'm a fast walker and I like walking distances, but now I've really got to slow it down and try and find somewhere to stay for a day or so, somewhere nice that I can just relax. And that's hard for me to do. Otherwise, like I say, it's walking onto Finisterre, and I don't want to do that, so I will force myself to relax. In hindsight, I didn't have to walk so far during the initial stages of the Camino, but then that's my way, so I'm not complaining about it. And these times when I'm stopping and resting now will give me opportunities to speak to people. So I'm going to try and find places that have readily available Wi-Fi over the next 2 or 3 days. And then I might be able to record some more audio booths, which would be interesting, especially if I can get some people to talk on audio. This was one of my original plans, but it hasn't panned out that way for many reasons. Been a range of emotions along the way. When I was walking through the Meseta, which is the flat, barren part that everybody sort of dreads, it wasn't as bad as I thought. The days were long and very hot, very dusty. But I don't mind that kind of heat. It's quite a dry heat. I had plenty of water. But it gave me a lot of thinking time. And amazing what you think about. I mean, I was walking for 2 weeks along the Camino, and then for 2 days I couldn't get... sex was in my head, and I just couldn't get that thought of sex out of my head. Not in a peculiar way, just the whole concept of what sex was. I was trying to analyse it, working out why that we enjoy sex and why it's become more than procreation and all this sort of thing, and it was lasting for hours. And then I went from there onto something totally different. Just things you have time to think about that you wouldn't normally think about. And not that I made any sense of it at all, but... giving free rein to your mind for a few days is quite an experience. Anyway, I'm going to wrap this up now because it becomes a long boo, and I'll end up rambling. But I will try and do some more audio along the way now. I'm not promising anything. Go and check out www.shareyouradventure.com, and you can see my routes and all my boos there, and videos that I've taken and photographs. And it's the Pilgrim Chris Camino there. So check that out. Thanks for listening, and I'll boo soon. Have a great day, and as always, if applicable, God bless you.